Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. It's Hal from Newbridge Vinyl Siding.
Hal from Newbridge Vinyl Siding.
Yeah, do you have a minute?
Sure.
Listen, I'm wondering if you're interested in a free in-home demo of our new Tundra Plus siding?
I'm sorry?
Our new Tundra Plus siding. I want to give you an in-home demonstration.
For my house, vinyl siding?
Exactly, yes.
They
test this stuff in the Arctic Circle. It's incredible.
Huh. I kind of wasn't looking for vinyl siding. No, I'd say thanks, but no thanks.
Well, it comes in several eye-catching colors.
Okay.
Teal, maroon, golden chestnut, and new color called Deep Fudge.
Deep Fudge.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard it's really eye appealing.
I have not heard anything about like a Deep Fudge even being a color on like the color wheel.
So can I come over there? I can do it tonight.
No. Hold on one second, Hal. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I think he's here. Can you go up to the? Can you put him on the third floor?
Okay.
And then just can you hang out there with him for a little bit?
Okay.
Make sure everything's cool. I'm sorry about that, Hal.
What's going on? You having basketball practice there? What's going on?
We got a guest coming in.
At your house?
No, here at the radio station.
This is a radio? I didn't know you did a radio show.
Oh, no, you thought this was a house?
Of course I did, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were a caller to my show. So you were, no, you're calling a radio show. You were asking about aluminum siding?
Yeah.
Well.
So you're not interested?
No, I'm not interested.
As I guess this call would end up like this.
What do you mean?
All the others.
What do you mean? Like you're cold calling people now or something?
Yeah. It's just no one's biting right now, I guess. I don't know. You don't want to hear my problems. It's just a normal holiday crunch / blues, you know. Why should today be any different?
It's a hard time of year. It's a hard time for a lot of people.
I know. It's like trying to keep the peace with the old families and
It's hard. I mean, it's a hard time. You got your family, and then I guess your in-laws and all that stuff. That's tricky. Trying to strike that balance. I hear you.
No, I mean all my families. I mean.
Oh, okay. Like I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were divorced.
I've got several. Yeah.
Well, that is hard because you got.
Wait, did you say I'm divorced?
Yeah.
I'm not divorced, no.
Well, what do you mean by, then what do you mean by families?
I've got a bunch of different families.
How many families do you have?
Seven.
So wait, you have seven families, but you're not divorced?
No.
How,
I'm still married to all of them.
Wait, how is that possible? You're still married to seven people.
Yeah. And I have kids with each of them. That's why it's so tough keeping it all going.
Well, hold on, so
I
you...
I shouldn't be telling you this. I better roll.
No, I just want to get an answer to this. You are telling me you have seven families, but so you are a husband to seven women?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I'm going to ask you why. I mean, it's like seven women.
Right.
That's That's it, well, it's
This is all on the QT, right?
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, so
oh my God, it's been quite a ride. I got to tell you, it's like
Well, how on earth
do I don't know. I don't know where to begin.
I
have 4 kids with each of these women.
You have 28 kids right now.
Yeah. Daddy's seed is quite potent.
How are you doing this? Like, you have 7 families? Are you all in, like, one big, communal home or something?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me? This thing would never fly for 2 minutes if that was the case. Basically, here's the rundown. I don't know how this worked out like it did, but I have 2 girls and 2 boys with each woman. Basically, I got married to Patricia in 87.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 kids with her, not all in a row, but about, you know, a couple years into that, you know, Daddy got kind of restless, and he, you know, he met Kimberly.
Okay.
And had 4 with her, not all in one shot, and then, but, you know, a couple years after Kimberly, you know, 93, or actually that was 4 years after that, I met another woman, Janice. Same thing happened, and 5 years ago I met another woman, also Janice, with an S, which is incredibly confusing also, and, you know, did the devil's business with her also 4 times at least, and so that's where it stands. I mean, it's great, though. It's there's some great moments, you know, but it is tough, you know.
Well, and you're doing this with all these women having no idea that the other one exists, from what the way you're...
They are unaware of each other's existence, yes. And so are the 28 kids. Which is especially tough because, you know, we all live within about 30 miles of one another.
So you have 7 families within a 30-mile radius.
Yeah.
And now what is the living situation like for you?
Well, you know, every couple of days I spend the day and the night with another family, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there's like a day and a half with each family, basically, is what it kind of boils down to.
And how are you getting away to get away with that? Like, what are you?
Well, you know, each wife, you know, kind of thinks that, you know, work kind of dictates where I go, you know, sort of thing. And they know that as long as those bills keep getting paid, and, you know, the romantic maintenance is upkept, you know, that, you don't ask Daddy where he's going.
So they think, what, you're like a traveling salesman or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, I obviously can't say the particulars.
So you're just vague with your family.
Well, you know, vague is your word.
What would your word be?
I'm protecting their feelings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're protecting...
I'm getting a vibe from you that I didn't... Obviously, I didn't expect this conversation to even take this turn, but...
I'm just a little perplexed by this.
What aspect of it, may I ask?
The fact that you are talking about how you have 7 families and are juggling 7 families.
We all juggle things in our lives. I'm sure you juggle several things, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I don't, not at the expense of 28 children and 7 wives.
Well, I will tell you this, that it is, yeah, it's not easy. You know, I mean, on the one hand, my life is it's so much more than I ever imagined it would be.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and, I mean, have you gotten 28 Father's Day cards?
No.
On one day?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So yeah, but you have.
Oh, of course I have, yeah.
Now, what do you do on a day like Father's Day if you can only be with one of the families?
Oh, I'm not, though. I've got to hit all of them.
So you hit all seven families in one day.
Father's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, et cetera. Each day starts at like 5 a.m.
Like what? And what would it be? You just...
I just drug 4 gallons of coffee. Just, you know, just driving and driving and driving and, you know, just trying to keep it all happening.
And where do they think you're going?
Well, you know, it depends. Like, usually I'll say that there's an important, you know, call that's come through. I'll program my cell phone,
uh-huh,
you know, to go off, and I'll kind of fake answer it, and then I'll say, oh, my God. Geez, Kimberly, I just got a call from Ray at the home office, and, you know, there's a big disaster that just happened, and I got to go. And
like a vinyl siding emergency, though.
She doesn't know what an emergency is. For all she knows, it's like, I mean, I told her that I helped put siding on, like, the Meadowlands.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I got to run up there and tend to that, and otherwise, you know, the boss can't play his show or something, you know.
So stuff like that.
Stuff like, yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Well, but, and you do that
every day.
Like every one of these holidays, you do that.
Pretty much, yeah. You know.
Wow.
You know. It's not for everybody, you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Like why? What would compel you to have seven families that it sounds like you're almost, you have seven families of 7 days in the week. You're just about spending a day with each family. And, but why? What, it wasn't one family enough?
It's actually just four families.
I thought you said it was like four kids with seven wives.
Yeah, I wanted to make myself feel bigger. It's only four. 28 kids, though. That's why I do it, because I want to feel big.
You want to feel big?
About myself.
I don't even know what that means.
You want to feel big about yourself?
Yeah, I'm usually okay, though. I don't need to ruin other people.
Makes me feel like a big man.
What do you mean, having...
Well, when I feel big, others feel small, and I kind of like that.
You like the fact that you can be big at the expense of other people.
I kind of get off knowing that I'm pulling the wool over all these people.
Uh-huh.
Makes me feel like I'm above them.
Really?
Yeah.
The fact that you're just... That they're falling for some lie that you're putting out there.
I know, it's not the coolest thing. I mean, think about how my parents must feel.
I mean, how do they deal with all this stuff? They must have found out by some point that their son was kind of pulling some weird scam.
Well, they think I'm dead.
Your parents think you're dead.
Yeah.
Why would they think you're dead?
Well, when I met my first wife, Patricia...
Uh-huh.
I knew I wanted to get married and have a family.
Yeah.
But I also knew that one woman and one family probably wasn't going to do it for me.
Okay.
And I knew my parents, my brother and sisters would not approve of basically my impending bigamy.
Yeah.
So I staged my own death.
You staged your own death.
Yeah.
How did that go down?
Well, it was Mother's Day of 87.
Uh-huh.
And I hired these actors to barge into the restaurant we were all at and murder me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had fake blood and intestines, you know, kind of the whole nine yards.
Like, how did they murder you?
A gun, like, a huge, just spray of gunfire.
that was fake gunfire.
Yeah, and then I hired this fake EMT squad to come and pronounce me dead at the scene and then take my...
My God.
It was pretty trippy. I got to go to my own funeral, which was sort of cool.
So you went to your own funeral because you faked your death.
Yeah, I wore a fake beard and nose.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of bummed out, though. My youngest brother.
Yeah?
Dude couldn't work up the stones to say anything about me at all.
At your funeral?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't do a whole lot about it because you're dead.
Well, all I know is it cost me $20,000 to pull that thing off.
Now, you sell this this vinyl siding.
You're right, yeah.
For a living.
Yeah.
But you're paying for all these families.
And the blackmail.
What blackmail?
The guys who were the EMT squad and the murderers at my death.
Okay.
They're blackmailing me now.
How are they blackmailing?
Well, they say if I don't pay them $1,000 a month, they're going to spill the beans to my family, to my parents and brothers and sisters.
Because of this scam you pulled off.
Yeah. So basically, Daddy's nut for the year needs to be 320 Gs.
Uh-huh.
Just to keep it rolling.
That's just you keeping, like, the lie afloat.
Exactly. Well, it's not so much a lie.
What do you mean it's not a lie?
I mean, I'm lying, but I'm not lying.
I don't follow that even for a second.
Well.
You're lying.
Yeah, but it's not hurting anybody, like physically.
Well, I mean, these families are going without you for however much of the week.
But they're getting my money.
But that's not being a father.
And speaking of, by the end of the month, guess how much money I have to myself.
How much?
$3.
Like there's $3 left over once you pay everything.
Right. $3 for my entertainment.
Uh-huh. And what do you do for your entertainment with that $3?
Well, usually I'll go to the Subway down the street from home number one.
Uh-huh.
You know, Patricia's place. And then on the last day of the month, I'll go to Subway.
Uh-huh.
And enjoy a 6-inch meatball sub.
Uh-huh.
I can't even afford a drink, though.
Yeah.
I bring a paper cup, and I sneak into the men's room, and I put water into it.
Oh, God.
And I just sit there for like 5 minutes, and I eat, and I read.
What do you read?
Well, it depends. I mean, sometimes it'll be like the Newbridge Shopper.
Like one of those, like, coupon things.
Yeah, or also I'll read, like, a little pamphlet that comes with the win a cruise sort of drawing thing that they have, that box.
Oh, like those little contest boxes where you fill out the slip and...
Exactly, yeah. I've never won. I'd love to win and just sort of be away from it all.
So you must be miserable doing this life.
No, I mean, it's a real challenge. It's great. You know, but it's funny. Speaking of challenges, when I'm at the Subway,
yeah,
I'm kind of in my zone.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of, you know, enjoying that sub and thinking about the island and the bikini girls.
Yeah. You're kind of just like kind of zoning out there for a little bit?
Until.
What?
One of my 10 cell phones goes off.
You have 10 cell phones?
Yeah.
Why do you have 10 cell phones?
I've got, you know, a couple for each family, and then I've got, you know, one for church, too.
For church?
Yeah.
Why do you have a cell phone for church?
I'm very spiritual, you jerk. What do you think I am?
You're spiritual.
Yes.
But you're...
Do I sound like it?
No, you really don't. For you to do something at this level, you don't sound spiritual.
The Mormons do it. Well, not that I condone Mormonism.
So you're not a Mormon?
Not Catholic to the bone. So I can't get divorced. It's a sin.
Because I was going to ask about that. Why wouldn't you just pick one family, stop this charade, admit what you've done, and get the other things cleared up and just be married to one wife?
Because that wouldn't be fair to the one wife. She'd know that I was going to have to go out and prowl.
What do you mean go out and prowl?
You know, find other loving options.
Well, why would you have to do that?
I just need to. It runs in my family.
What runs in your family?
The need to do that.
To cheat.
It's not so much cheat. Well, this way, you know, others benefit from it. The woman benefits. She gets all my money, and the kids benefit, and they get all the things they need. Speaking of that, kids,
yeah,
you could help me with this.
Yeah.
You know, it's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
A couple of the kids want this DVD. It's called Lord Rings. I'm assuming it's porno.
Porno?
Like a Tracy Lords video. Does that sound right?
Lord of the Rings?
Is it? Well, Jeffrey wrote that down. I'm trying to...
It's probably Lord... Well, how old is Jeffrey?
Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
I have four of them.
Well, I don't know that. Which Jeffrey asked for this?
7-year-old with my first Janice.
Well, I would assume that a 7-year-old's not requesting porn for Christmas.
Yeah, because I'm not going to buy porn for the little ones. I only buy it for Jeffrey number one and Ronnie number one.
And how old are they?
Jeffrey number one is 18 and Ronnie's 15, so they can both handle it.
I'm not even going to comment on that, but I guess you're right. You are that doesn't factor in at all to the fact that you're a religious man.
Well, I can't help but feel that you're judging me, which I'm really not a fan of.
Well, I'm trying not to judge you, but this is just shocking, and
well,
the fact that you would exist with other people's lives in the balance like this. I don't even know what to tell you. Well, so your kid wants a Lord of the Rings thing, movie or something?
Yeah.
And what's your question about it?
What is it? I haven't seen TV or any of that stuff since 89. I haven't had time.
Because you're running around with this, pulling off this charade.
Is at this point.
What's your life book?
This book that I've got.
Yeah.
Basically, it's sort of what keeps this whole thing rolling for me. It's got all the names and the photos of all my wives, kids, and in-laws. You know, wedding pictures, that sort of stuff.
A life book.
Yeah.
So you can kind of refer to it when you... Why would you need that? You can't remember the people?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know. I mean, I've had times when I've run into an in-law and I have no idea who they are.
Uh-huh.
Like just last week, I was in the waiting room at my dentist office.
Yeah.
And my third sister-in-law, I can't even remember her name. I want to say it's like Dawn.
Uh-huh.
She comes in and she sits across from me and she starts talking to me.
Yeah.
So I think like she's interested in me.
Uh-huh.
And I start getting kind of flirty.
Yeah.
But then when she asked how Kim was... I noticed that they had similar noses, and then I realized that I was related to her.
Wow.
Yeah. The worst part's when I run into one of my Janice in-laws.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I don't know, like, who they're talking about.
Oh.
I can't say, can you spell Janice's name?
Because there's two Janices.
There's two of them, you know, so a lot of times I'll fake a sick and I'll leave.
Yeah, what'll you do?
I'll fake a sick.
What's fake a sick?
I'll pretend I have diarrhea.
Oh, God. Just to escape a situation.
Yeah. Oh my God. Here's speaking of that.
But you're not unhappy.
Oh, I'm loving it. I mean, there's so many great things. I mean, just being a family man is what I've always wanted.
But you're not a family
man. I am so a family man.
You are. Yeah, you are. Well, you're a family man in the fact that you have four families.
I do.
Oh, I hate it.
Well, I hated this. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This past June.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to 13 different soccer games in one day.
13 different soccer games in one day because
it was
like one of those kid things or something.
The worst part was that Jeffrey number two, and I don't know, I thought this was like a brilliant stroke.
Yeah?
I named each set of kids from each wife.
Uh-huh.
The same four names. Because I thought it would help me keep it all straight.
Sure.
Jeffrey, Ronnie, Lisa, and Michelle.
Uh-huh.
But now I don't know who's who anymore. Like, if Janice 1 calls and says Michelle is sick, I don't. What am I going to say? Spell your name, honey. I don't know who she's talking about. So I mean, it's pretty. It's too much.
So you're at all these soccer games.
Yeah. Let me turn the radio down. Hang on. Sorry about that.
What are you listening to there?
I don't know what it is. It's music. I don't know who anyone is anymore. Oh, let me sit these dogs down.
You're not happy.
I'm happy and sad about this. You know, Jeffrey number two actually played Ronnie number one in an interleague basketball game.
Yeah.
Yeah. and I was the coach for both teams.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So you actually had to coach two basketball teams?
No, I didn't.
How'd you get out of it?
I called the heads of both leagues.
Yeah.
You know, because both leagues were playing, and I made these elaborate excuses. I called one as a surgeon, and said that I just gotten into a huge accident, and I was being airlifted to his hospital.
Uh huh.
And the other league head, I told him that I'd just been mugged by these Filipinos, and I had to spend the whole day looking at mug shots.
Oh, so one thing, you proposed a terrifying situation, right?
Right.
For one, where you proposed that people were worried if you were going to live or die. And then another one, you pretty much pulled an act of racism.
Not really. I mean,
you were mugged by Filipinos.
Well, who else is going to do something like that?
Oh, well, like anyone.
Well, of course, like I couldn't tell them, you know, where I was, or Patricia or Kimberly would try to find out more. This whole thing was so much easier before the kids could talk, you know?
Uh-huh.
It was just like, you know, you show up and you service and then you're gone.
You couldn't get it. Ugh.
Hey, you mentioned the word proposing.
I did?
Earlier, yeah.
Okay.
About a second ago.
Uh-huh.
I have some good news.
I
just proposed to Donna.
Why?
My girlfriend, yes.
We're
getting married next spring.
So you've had a girlfriend this whole time?
Several, yeah.
And she had, and I'm just going to assume she has no idea about any of this.
Oh God, no.
So she thinks you're just a single guy,
mm-hmm.
who's you know, looking for love.
You should see my abs. Have you seen Lost?
In passing, I've seen
the
show.
Yeah, I was looking at this I was in line at the supermarket. There's that People magazine, and they had a whole photo spread about this show called Lost, which I've not seen. But there's this Asian guy named, I don't know what his name is, but he's got these abs of steel. And I think my abs are pretty comparable.
So you're, it's just depressing, this whole thing.
What, you're depressed?
No, I'm depressed by you.
I'm just hoping this whole thing doesn't turn out like my favorite movie.
What movie's that?
The Stepfather. Yeah.
That's the movie where, who was the star of that again?
It's the guy who's also in Lost, I think. Judging by that photo spread I saw. I don't know what his name is. It was actually the last movie I saw in a theater back in 86, I think.
And the plot of The Stepfather, again, if I remember correctly.
It's great.
It's about a guy who... What's he do? He slaughters his whole family or something?
He slaughters the first family, yeah. Why?
Oh, to not get in the way of the second family.
And then there's a third one, too.
So
it's implied that he's going to slaughter the second family, too.
So you're hoping that none of this happens? So
I'm hoping it doesn't. That would be very bad, wouldn't you think?
Well, you can control that.
Can I?
Yes! Can I? It's completely with... but you're a moral man. You won't get a divorce.
That's against the Bible and the Pope.
But you're actually...
Against Pope Bonaducci.
Who?
Pope Bonaducci.
Pope Benedict?
Yeah. What did I say?
You said Bonaducci.
Well, it's close.
Real religious guy, huh?
Very spiritual.
Yeah, well, it's clear. So you're pretty much hoping that you won't get a divorce because that's immoral.
It is. Just like condoms.
But, what?
Just like condoms.
But you're hoping that your family, you're hoping that this rage does not build up inside you, that all of a sudden you find yourself slaughtering your family.
On that same tract, you vouched for me in terms of saying I was with you if any of my houses happened to blow up or catch fire, wouldn't you?
You know the answer to that.
Yes, thank you so much.
No, that's...
I knew I could count you as a treasured friend.
That's not the answer at all.
So you're saying no?
Yeah, I am saying no.
Well, what kind of friend are you?
What kind of friend am I? I'm not your friend.
Look, you don't watch yourself, and our relationship's going to play out just like Cain and Abel. You don't want that, do you?
What's that? I don't want our relationship to play out like Cain and Abel?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how could the relationship that me, who's a DJ here, play out, turn out, you know, out like something in the Bible?
Wait, what?
I mean, like, I'm a DJ, you're a caller.
Right.
How could our relationship turn out like something in the Bible?
What do you mean? What in the Bible? What are you talking about?
I mean, Cain and Abel? You just mentioned Cain and Abel?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I meant Rick Cain and Jack Abel, those two gay construction workers in Tribridge who had that murder-suicide thing. It's totally creepy.
So you're not talking about the guy in the Bible, Cain and Abel?
Who, Jesus?
Yeah. No, not Jesus.
Moses?
Not Moses. Cain and Abel. The story of Cain and Abel.
I don't know what you're talking about. You need to get off the crack pipe, son.
But you're the one bringing religion up the whole time, and now you don't even know the story of Cain and Abel?
I just told you this story of Cain and Abel.
No, that's the story of two construction workers.
They were gay, you jerk. Hey, so when can I come and do this presentation?
Well,
I got to make at least 6 sales in December.
You can't.
I got to.
You can't.
Otherwise, it's all over. You don't want that on your head, do you?
What? What's all over?
Just everybody finding out.
About what?
It.
What's it?
My charade.
Well, I actually think it might be a good thing if everybody found out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think it might be a good idea if I impaled you on a flagpole.
Ugh. What?
Hey, you're a DJ?
Yeah.
Would you play a song for me? Play a song for me and I'll leave you alone.
Okay, what song do you want to hear?
I want to hear Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Wives.
Well, the song's not called 50 Ways to Leave Your Lives.
Well,
Wives.
Could you sing that line over it? Or I could.
No.
Please?
No, I'm not going to let you sing some song about... This whole thing is a mess that you made. I'm not going to let you just turn it into some, like, fun little
What about
song parody.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E? I think that was Connie Francis.
Well, I would be in favor of you getting a divorce, actually, from all your wives now.
No, I'm never going to do that.
Because I think they all deserve...
I will never... They all... No.
They all deserve...
They're addicted to my money and my other thing.
They deserve a chance to start a new life.
They're addicted to my money.
Yeah, I heard you.
Others.
Yeah, what's the other thing?
What do you think?
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
Can I tell you about it?
No, you can't.
Can I show you it?
No, you can't.
I'm going to send you a JPEG right now. What's your IM?
Oh, I'm not telling you.
I'm sending it.
I'm not. You don't know it.
I don't even have a computer.
You don't. Exactly.
I just heard some kids talking about IMing today.
You don't even have a computer,
no.
You loser.
How could I?
Well, of course you can't, because you're busy.
Money.
Yeah, of course you don't, because you're paying for all these families. Now you're about to get married again.
She's so gorgeous. Total hard body.
Ugh, you're disgusting.
They were all hard bodies at one point.
Yeah, and then what happened? Time happened?
What do you think happened?
And that's what, so it's their fault that you
quad
do this.
Quad pump outs on the, for each of them.
What's that?
Quad pump outs.
What's that, like an exercise?
No, 4 kids.
Ugh, you're disgusting.
No, you know what's disgusting?
What?
What I'm doing right now.
Oh, goodbye. Bye. Get off my phone. Oh, I hate that guy. That might be the worst caller we've ever had to the show. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.